Shankar, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to contribute briefly to the Family Leave Bill 2021 before us today. Sometimes the government brings forward bills that you can't disagree with. Often they are very belated, but welcome nonetheless, and this is one of those bills. A simple changing of the definition from adoptive mother to adoptive parent is making a huge difference to many people's lives. On the 22nd of May in 2015, 62% of us voted to say yes to enabling same-sex couples to get married. The Yes Equality campaign and the LGBTQI plus people who shared their stories engaged the country for a better, changed the country for the better, and we made gra of the law. After May 2015, many people thought that everything had now improved for same-sex couples and families. Unfortunately, the reality was that many same-sex families were left in limbo or left behind when it came to parental rights, recognitions and legal standing. The wonderful families that same-sex parents were sidelined, while the government claimed the glory for how modern and inclusive Ireland now was. During the campaign, the No side tried to make the issue about children and families, whereas the reality was that separate legislation was needed. The Children and Families Relationship Act could be brought forward to deal with many legalities around same-sex parenting and the various ways in which same-sex couples may become parents. This Family Leave Bill 2021 will correct an anomaly in legislation to allow provision for same-sex couples to avail of adoptive leave, the same as everybody else. It is quite a substantive and comprehensive bill, requiring many amendments to a number of intertwined pieces of legislation. The bill will make provisions for male same-sex couples to take adoptive leave, and adopting couples will be able to choose which parent can avail of the leave. The bill also increases the time allowed for parental leave to be increased from 2 weeks to 5 weeks, and the qualifying period from 1 year to 2 years. These changes require amendments to the Adoptive Leave Act 1995 and the Parents Leave and Benefit Act 2019. The Parental Leave Act 1998, the Social Welfare Consolidation Act 2005 and the Workplace Relations Act 2015 are also amended. There is also a change to the Child and Family Law Agency Act 2013 to provide for an increase in the board of the Child and Family Agency up to 9 ordinary members from 7 ordinary members. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we won't have a census this year, so we don't have a current picture of family makeup around Ireland. In 2016, the census showed us that there were 6,034 same-sex couples around the country. That is an increase of almost 50% since the previous census in 2011. Of the 6,034 same-sex couples in 2016, 43% were female and 57% were male. At that time, the vast majority, almost 80% of same-sex couples, were cohabiting without children. There were 10.9% married without children, and just 9.8%, or 591 same-sex couples, had children, and 182 of those couples were married. At that time, that was probably more to do with increases in the same-sex couples in the older age groups and the legalities of the time. In the 2016 census, it showed that the number of same-sex couples aged over 50 or over had more than doubled. Those in the 25 years to 49 years age bracket increased by 46%, and same-sex couples up to 24 years actually reduced in those 5 years. I'm wondering, does the Minister know how many families will benefit from the bill today and that's enacted? As usual, the Oireachtas Library and Research Service have produced a very useful Bill's Digest, and I note that this bill was part of the commitments made in the programme for government and that it underwent pre-legislative scrutiny in the relevant joint committee. The financial implications of the bill are estimated to be around $28.6 million in 2021 and $22 million in 2022. And these costs are described as not significant in the digest. It always amazes me how the significance of cost implications of legislation depends on whether it is a government bill or an opposition bill. I agree that the benefits far outweigh the costs here, but it must be noted, Minister, your self-serving position on the cost implications of bills on the Exchequer, and when an opposition bill would be put forward, it would be too costly. Ireland's parental leave policies are influenced by EU policies. The EU Directive on Work-Life Balance for Parents and Carers, European Council Directive 2019-1158, was to be transposed into domestic law by August 2022. But there is an extension until August 2024 for some provisions of the directive to be implemented, which probably means that it will be around 2030 before our government transcribes it at all. Some of the reasons for such policies is to address the gender gap in caring responsibilities. While Ireland now has paid paternity leave, the take-up has been quite low. This is reportedly due to the difference between the payment and usual salaries, with many employers not providing the top-up. And I think that's something that we need to tackle, and we need to tackle as a society. And I've heard other members talk about the difficulties for employers in terms of parental leave and leave. But I think actually employers need to recognise as well that they have a responsibility, and it shouldn't only be the state that should do this. And I think we should provide for that in law. Digest tables on parental leave across EU states under the section incentive for the father to take up. The majority of countries listed state no, that there is no incentive for fathers to take up the leave. And as has been said as well, that's because predominantly fathers make higher incomes, so therefore they can't afford to take the leave as well, which is an issue that's going to have to be addressed. And if employers had to top up wages while that was happening, that would actually make a significant difference. There are many other issues to be addressed, and if we are serious about supporting people to become parents, I want to give you my final word to mention lone parents as well. Mothers or fathers parenting alone are playing two hugely important roles in their children's lives with half the support, resources, time and energy. If we want to improve outcomes for children, then we must look at those who are more likely to live in poverty or deprivation. And unfortunately, single-parent families are the most deprived families in our society. And we do have to recognise that there are many families in that way, and they should be supported through the adoptive leave as well. Thank you.